The Long Way Home, all rights reserved. No part of this story may be reproduced by any means. Diane McLean, an 18-year-old girl clad in jeans and a short-sleeved shirt, walked down the hall of the Flagstaff High School. Her girlfriends, Mercy, clad in dark blue shorts and a t-shirt, approached her and questioned if she was going to be going to the Wednesday night Bible study that evening. Diane politely said yes, because I don't want to miss pastor's teaching on the Psalms. At home, Diane's father, Bud McLean, a 5'11" tall man with light brown hair with a cigar in his mouth, met her at the door and stated, "Put your books in your room and rake the yard, then I want you to clean the tool shed." "But Dad, I have homework to do." "You can do your homework later. Your responsibilities to this family comes first." "Yes, sir," stated Diane, trying not to be discouraged. Later that evening, Diane rushed through her homework, took a shower to get ready for the Bible study that evening. But before she could finish her shower, her father barged in the bathroom, pulled back the shower curtain, and bellowed, "You are not going to that Bible study tonight because you haven't finished your chores." Diane tried to cover herself as she screamed, "Dad, I told you to stay out of the bathroom when I'm taking a shower." Bud slapped Diane across the face, leaving a welt, then stated, "You are my daughter, and you talk to me like that again, young lady, and you'll get more of the same. I'm your father, and I can walk in here anytime I want. Now get dressed and clean the tool shed." "When I'm finished showering, and not before, Dad," stated Diane firmly. Her enraged father hauled her out of the shower by her left arm, dragged her into the bedroom, threw her on the bed. Diane stared at her father, terrified what he was going to do. She then screamed and wrenched in pain as her father whipped her with his wet belt. An hour later, Diane stopped crying and wincing in pain and tried to put on her jeans. She approached her mother in the kitchen, Martha McLean, a 5'9" tall woman with short black hair done up in a pixie, complained, "Mom, can you please talk to Dad about not coming in the bathroom when I'm taking a shower, and he beat me with his belt again before I was even dressed?" "He's your father, for crying out loud," stated her mother. "He has diapered you hundreds of times when you were a baby, so your father can walk in the shower anytime he wants. So stop complaining, or you will get more of the same from me. All I ask is a little respect from my parents, but what do I get? Red welts on my back and derriere from Dad's belt." "Stop exaggerating, Diane. Your father's beating wasn't all that bad. You just got what you deserve." "Mom, do you know that Dad takes me into the basement, ties my hands to a railing, and then beats me with his leather strap and then leaves me there?" "Yes, I'm aware of that. And the next time you violate your curfew, I'll have him do it to you again." The next day in the high school cafeteria, Diane was eating lunch with Mercy, and Diane stated, "I wanted to go to the Bible study last night, but my father wouldn't let me because I had chores to do." Her friend stated, "I've invited you to church, Sunday school, fellowship, at coffee shops, but you always turn me down. What's bothering you about Christians?" A discouraged Diane stated, "I went to church once and walked up the stairs to the sanctuary to the Bible study that evening. I spotted Jenny Stone, who had been at the church for 30 years. She stared at me in silence. As I walked by her, she smiled, said, 'Hi, Diane.' She then went back to her seat with her coffee. When the Bible study started, Jenny took an active part, quoting all kinds of scriptures. But her attitude towards me was cold and heartless because she disapproved of my hot pants and halter top that I wore to the Bible study that evening. She then told me about the heart attack that killed her husband. But her husband divorced her 10 years before he had the heart attack. I also found out that Jenny allows some guy to walk around totally naked when she just started cleaning his home. I left that church not wanting to go back because Jenny is a lying, two-faced hypocrite that I don't want any part of. Her friend stated, "You know, Diane, not everybody that goes to church and carries a Bible and puts money in the offering plate has a relationship with Jesus Christ. Please don't think that everybody is like Jenny. Now, what happened at home last night that you're not telling me? And why are you walking funny? Did your father beat you with his strap again?" Tears ran down Diane's cheeks as she stated, "I don't want to talk about it. Now leave me alone." That night, Diane lay on her bed, clad in her baby doll PJs, working on her high school project, when her mother barged in and screamed, "Your father and I are tired of your lackadaisical attitude towards your chores and this family, so you have 2 minutes to get out of this house." A shocked Diane replied, "You're throwing me out? But why? I've done nothing wrong. All I've asked is for some respect. Get out of this house," shouted Martha. Diane grabbed her sneakers, a few dollars off her bureau, and was pushed out the door by her father. Tears streamed down Diane's face as she pleaded, "Please don't do this to me." Bud picked his daughter up and bodily threw her off the property. Diane stumbled and fell on the sidewalk, scraping her knee and elbow. Thoughts raced through her mind as she walked down the sidewalk that she was going to be molested because of the way she was dressed. Around 4 miles from the home, Diane came across a desert area, sat down and leaned back against a large boulder and cried. A short time later, a tall man in his 40s, well-groomed, clad in jeans and a white turtleneck, sat next to her and stated, "Cute jammies. You come here often?" Diane thought, "I knew this would happen. I might as well let him do it to me and not put up a fight. I just pray that I don't have a little Diane in 9 months," and began to pull down her bottoms. Before Diane could completely take off the bottom half of her PJs, the man stopped her and stated, "I'm not here for that. I just want to help you."